Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The world of statistical programming is shifting rapidly, and recent updates to the TIOBE index offer a fascinating window into which languages are taking center stage. As of May 2025, R has bounced back to claim the number 8 spot, much to the excitement of data enthusiasts and statisticians alike. R's return to form is notable, particularly as more industries seek robust solutions for analytics and data visualization. But if you take a step back, it's Python that continues its reign at the very top, not just in statistics but in general programming as well. Python's dominance is a clear sign of its versatility, appealing to everyone from software engineers to analysts, to those just getting started in tech. This trend points towards a consolidation in the statistical programming world, where a select few languages are increasingly taking precedence in both industry and academia. Let's break down some of the key trends that are shaping this evolving landscape, and what it all means for developers and organizations. R's resurgence on the TIOBE index isn't just a blip, it's emblematic of its renewed adoption across fields such as biostatistics, finance, and social science research. While R's syntax and ecosystem are purpose-built for data-intensive tasks, Python edges ahead due to its simplicity, portability, and enormous library support. Python's ability to integrate seamlessly with other tools, alongside its clear, readable syntax, makes it the first choice for a new wave of data scientists. In contrast, traditional statistical programming languages, ones that once formed the backbone of research and industry analysis, are gradually falling out of favor. MATLAB, for example, which has long been a staple in engineering and academia, is now teetering on the edge of dropping out of the top 20 in the TIOBE index. This potential slip raises real questions about its continued relevance in educational curricula and professional environments. Meanwhile, SAS, a language well known for its legacy in statistical analysis and reporting, is at risk of dropping out of the top 30, with its popularity waning rapidly. Tools like Wolfram/Mathematica and SPSS, once lauded for their power and flexibility in mathematical modeling, are also facing dramatic declines. Notably, SPSS has recently disappeared from the top 100, signaling a migration away from older proprietary systems in favor of modern open alternatives. The story isn't just about established titans losing ground, it's also about the emergence of fresh contenders looking to make a mark. The language Zig, for instance, is generating buzz in the developer community, celebrated for its performance, safety features, and ease of use. Zig is on the verge of entering the TIOBE index top 30, a testament to its rapidly growing appeal among systems programmers and those seeking efficient alternatives to C or C++. As older languages wane, Zig's swift ascent reflects an appetite in the community for new paradigms and more approachable low-level programming. Stepping back to look at the overall programming landscape, the May 2025 TIOBE index creates an interesting snapshot of what developers are gravitating toward worldwide. Sitting at the top are Python, C, Java, and C++, with C# and JavaScript following close behind, each enjoying a vast ecosystem and diverse use cases, from back-end web development to embedded systems. Visual Basic lands next in 7th place, a reminder that even legacy languages retain pockets of consistent usage, especially in business environments. R, as we discussed, holds firm at the 8th slot, ahead of SQL and Delphi/Object Pascal. Both of which continue to serve niche applications. Other notable languages like Fortran, Scratch, Perl, PHP, and Rust display ongoing shifts, especially as educational settings and hobbyist projects adapt to new trends. Rust stands out for its focus on safe concurrency and memory safety and is enjoying significant momentum, while Go seems to be growing at a slower pace in the rankings. All this movement in the rankings has significant consequences for developers and organizations that rely on statistical analysis and data-driven decision-making. The consolidation around Python and R suggests that learning and investing in these languages is more critical than ever for aspiring and practicing data scientists. For teams and organizations, focusing energy on Python and R ensures that the tools and skills within your workforce are both up-to-date and widely supported in the larger tech community. Not only does this approach streamline recruitment and internal training, but it also enables organizations to stay ahead of the curve with a robust, modern analytics stack. For individuals, specializing in Python and R opens doors to collaborative opportunities, access to a wealth of libraries, and ongoing innovation from active developer communities. It can be tempting to try and master every new language that emerges, But the evidence points to an environment where deep expertise in a few dominant languages offers the most benefit. Let's pivot for a moment to talk about some critical updates in the Linux and open source ecosystem, where security concerns have recently taken front stage. Debian 13.5 has just been released, addressing several high-profile vulnerabilities, the most notable being a privilege escalation issue affecting BubbleWrap. BubbleWrap is a sandboxing utility, and this vulnerability could have allowed unauthorized users to obtain elevated access in certain contexts. Alongside this, other updates fix various buffer overflow vulnerabilities, underscoring why prompt patching and vigilance is essential in today's digital landscape. The release also brings enhanced support for Python 3.13, ensuring the latest features and bug fixes benefit Linux developers and system administrators alike. There are important improvements for RISC V64-bit systems, particularly addressing problems with grub EFI that were impeding efficient boot processes. These updates reflect how even well-established open-source projects must continually adapt, providing not just new features, but vital security fixes as threats evolve. Security and compatibility are now inseparable from modern software development, with Linux distributions paying particularly close attention to rapid patch cycles and user feedback. At the same time, the artificial intelligence space is driving conversations across the industry, and the ethical dimension is more relevant than ever. Developers and policymakers alike are engaging in deep discussions about fairness, accountability, and transparency in AI, especially as large language models are deployed in critical roles. The open source ethos continues to shine in this context too, with many new AI tools being released under the GPL-3.0 license or similar, encouraging community contribution and auditability. By embracing open source licenses, AI developers are reinforcing commitments to transparency, collaboratively improving tools, and building trust with stakeholders and the public. As AI systems become deeply woven into the fabric of analytics, data processing, and decision support, these ethical guardrails are crucial to ensuring societal benefit and safety. Returning to the broader programming ecosystem, this push for collaboration and ethical governance mirrors trends seen in statistical programming. Developers now have not just a technical, but also a societal responsibility to make choices that promote fairness and transparency in how software shapes our world. This isn't just a philosophical point. It's clear in the language communities that prioritize open standards, inclusive documentation, and proactive engagement on issues of bias and security. In summary, the dominant narrative in statistical programming right now is one of consolidation, innovation, and a deepening awareness of ethical responsibilities. Python and R are not just tools. They are thriving ecosystems, supported by energetic contributors and extensive resources that keep them on the cutting edge. The fading influence of legacy languages like MATLAB, SAS, Mathematica, and SPSS serves as a reminder to developers and educators that agility and adaptability are key to longevity in this field. For decision makers, the message is clear: focus on cultivating expertise in those languages that are most likely to remain relevant and well supported. But keep an eye on promising upstarts like Zig. These new entries may well shape the next generation of systems programming. As new programming languages and frameworks emerge, organizations benefit from remaining open to experimentation, while ensuring their foundational skills align with where the industry is heading. The case for a Python and R-centric curriculum is stronger than ever, as these languages bridge theory and application, driving growth in science, business, and beyond. For anyone working in analytics, machine learning, or data engineering, this environment offers a wealth of opportunity to learn, build, and collaborate on impactful projects. Meanwhile, vigilance around security, prompt adoption of critical updates, and awareness of open source licensing will be critical to safeguarding both users and organizations. Another takeaway for data professionals is the importance of continuing education and networking. With the pace of change across language rankings, security practices, and ethics, attending conferences or engaging with online communities can help you stay ahead. Community-driven platforms like GitHub, Stack Overflow, and various open-source consortia offer tremendous support and visibility for those looking to contribute or simply connect. If you're new to the field or considering a shift, familiarizing yourself with the libraries, frameworks, and resources surrounding Python and R is a smart move. The breadth of application ranges from straightforward data wrangling scripts to complex production-ready machine learning and statistical modeling workflows. Don't underestimate the value of foundational knowledge in best practices, reproducibility, code review, and documentation either. As companies and research teams grow, it's often sound coding habits and open communication that determine long-term project success. The open source community welcomes new contributors, And there's a constant push for greater accessibility and inclusivity, whether you're publishing a new R package, submitting a bug fix for a Python tool, or simply helping answer questions on forums, your efforts are part of what keeps these ecosystems vibrant and healthy. Looking to the future, we're likely to see even greater convergence between traditional statistical approaches and the ever-expanding world of artificial intelligence. Machine learning frameworks written in Python and R will keep absorbing new techniques and best practices from both academic and industrial research. In time, further integration of open-source AI tools, improved reproducibility, and better governance will create safer, more transparent systems. The push for responsible AI development, rooted in the shared values of fairness, collaboration, and accessibility, will continue to shape software from the ground up. To wrap up, the programming landscape is undeniably changing, driven by consolidation around a handful of languages, security priorities, and a stronger focus on ethics. Python and R stand as clear cornerstones for the foreseeable future, while newcomers like Zig are reminders that innovation is still thriving at the bleeding edge. For developers and organizations, maintaining a flexible mindset, investing in continual learning, and contributing to open source efforts are the best ways to stay adaptable and impactful. Security, ethics, and a commitment to open collaboration aren't just trends, they're the foundation of software's future in statistical science and beyond. That's all for today's rundown of the evolving world of statistical programming languages, security news, and open source community developments. Thanks for listening.